health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Clay, you are next up, and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. I got about 2 minutes before the news. What's going on, man?
Well, I want to start by saying that I agree with much of what that last fellow had to say, but I disagree with him on the school. He said there was a problem with the kids not behaving, that he was going to help the teachers in some way to take care of their behavior. And to me, their behavior is because they don't know what it means to be responsible. They're irresponsible. Each generation, I think, is getting worse in that regard. And I attribute it to that we have government schools. We don't hold parents accountable for their kids. We have government, you know, health care, education, retirements. And the people get the notion that it's the government's job to take care of us.
It takes a village. It takes a village to raise a child.
Well, I tell you what, that's true, but the parents should be choosing who their educators are. They should be choosing their own retirement fund. They should be choosing their own churches or whatever. It does take a village, I agree, but
But the problem, Clay, is that we've got too many parents that abdicate their responsibility. Not just to educate their child, but to feed their child. These kids are getting two and three meals a day from the school district.
Well, that's my point. Is the government's not solving the problem. It's making it worse by saying, okay, parents, you don't have to be responsible. Just give us your money through taxes, and we'll take care of it. They need to say, hey, you're on your own. Take care of it. Are there some that's going to fail? Of course. But the more you encourage them to tell the public that we'll take care of it, it's just going to get worse.
Clay, I'm glad you called. Thanks, man. Clay always has something to say, and it's usually really, really smart. That's why I love having guys like Clay on the show. Coming up, we're going to talk about a problem for all you small business people. If you are a small businessman or woman, I want you to stay with us through the news. Mike Rasmussen is going to join us. Mike is the founder of RevRex. He is a CPA by trade, and they've come up with a unique business model that helps small businesses avoid or at least be prepared for an audit. You know, like as in 87,000 new IRS agents, you think there's an audit coming your way? You better be listening. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. What'll you do when you get all this? Nobody's waiting by your side.
Nevadans, prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free, show your pharmacist your digital card, and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll. Visit ArrayRxCard.com to learn more and sign up today.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. They have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's attorneys or affiliate attorneys in your state. Call 833-MEN-LAW-1. Joseph Cordell, principal partner. Licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. CordellCordell.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Senator Tim Scott says he sees a hunger for something positive as he prepares to make his run for the GOP's 2024 presidential nomination. Bob Agnew reports.
Scott told Fox News he's stunned at what he calls Americans' hunger for something positive. As he puts it, voters are thrilled to have a conversation about optimism, a conversation about how to move this country forward together. Launching his campaign put Scott in contention with fellow GOP contenders, including former President Trump, on a list soon expected to include Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Bob Agnew reporting.
A first-ever U.S. default on the federal debt would reverberate around the world, and fast. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Moody's Analytics says even if the debt limit were breached for no more than a week, the U.S. economy would weaken so much, so fast, it would wipe out 1.5 million jobs. And America's currency is so reliable around the world that merchants in some unstable economies demand payment in dollars instead of in their own country's currency. China might feel the pain. Orders for Chinese factories that sell electronics to the United States could dry up. Swiss investors who own U.S. treasuries would suffer losses. I'm Rita Foley.
Nebraska's Republican governor has signed a bill that bans abortion at 12 weeks and restricts puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for people younger than 19. The law was signed Monday by Governor Jim Pillen. The abortion ban takes effect immediately. The restrictions on transgender medical procedures takes effect on October 1st. Nebraska's conservative-led unicameral legislature passed the bill that included the two contentious issues on Friday after hours of heated debate. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 140 points, the Nasdaq rose 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You tired of guessing and second-guessing when it comes to trading in the stock market? Then you need Vantage Point Software, your ultimate trading companion. With the U.S. dollar in jeopardy as the world's reserve currency, the time is now to take control of your trading with the power of artificial intelligence. Vantage Point's artificial intelligence analyzes millions of data points in seconds, so you know what's happening up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Now you can experience the power of Vantage Point free. Text MONEY to 813-813. See the AI for yourself when you text MONEY to 813-813. That's MONEY to 813-813. You'll see firsthand how Vantage Point Software can revolutionize your trading strategy. Whether you're a seasoned trader or just starting out, Vantage Point Software could be your key to success.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. As the final big deadline for the 2023 legislature approaches, Nevada lawmakers are waiting for the introduction of a funding bill for a proposed baseball stadium and the five big bills which will make up the state's two-year budget. Action will shift from the legislative building's committee rooms to the floor sessions of the state Senate and Assembly, where the lawmakers are rushing to get the bills passed by a Friday deadline. Bills not exempt from the deadline, which don't pass by then, are going to be considered dead for the rest of the session. The two big bills, which are exempt, funding for the public portion of the proposed Oakland A's stadium planned for the Tropicana Hotel site, and another measure to lure Hollywood studios to move to Las Vegas, are still waiting in the wings. The A's bill, which was expected to be introduced last week, but was delayed over funding details, well, the film tax credit bill has already had its initial hearing. Nevada, California, Arizona as well have all reached an agreement on a plan to dramatically reduce water use along the Colorado River. The agreement announced by the U.S. Department of Interior today would see that states which make up the lower Colorado River Basin cut their water allocations by 3 million acre feet by 2026.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, look out for some right shoulder activity there. Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey, partially blocking the right lane. Bumper-to-bumper conditions there, 15 southbound at Spring Mountain. Remember that Tropicana exit ramp is closed as well on 15 south.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Monday. Good to have you with us. It's not even a question of if, but when. You know, the IRS has added something like 87,000 new agents. Your small business is going to be audited. It's almost a certainty. You've got to be prepared for it. One of the things we do on this program is we highlight area businesses that may be new to the area that are providing a service, making your life better. Mike Rasmussen is a CPA and the founder of RevRex. You've heard their ads on this radio station for a while. It's just a matter that this is going to happen. These 87,000 agents aren't just there to answer the phones. They are there to end up taking your money. So when you or your small business is audited by the IRS or you get a notice from the Nevada Department of Taxation, you need to be ready. Mike Rasmussen joins us. Mike, first of all, thanks for joining us and spending some time with us.
Thanks, Kevin. Great to be here.
Let me just ask you, what is RevRex and what is it that you do?
So the easy thing is just to maybe just share my experience, if that works out.
Sure.
What happened?
Sure.
So I CPA for 35 years, and I had a couple restaurants in California, and all of a sudden, all I do is the tax returns, and my client received a notice in the six figures. And obviously, he picks up the phone. I'm the first person he calls and says, I'm not even going to say what I'm going to tell you what he said. But it was like, what are you doing, Mike? So fast forward 18 months later, 62 emails and about 10,000 in fees, we settled for under $3,500. So I learned a lot. What I learned was the state taxing agencies are pulling third-party databases such as banks, credit cards, and they create their own assessment with their rules. So I just said, okay, I'm going to help every small business owner that I know. So I built an online tool called RevRex, which is Revenue Reconciliation, to allow the third-party data to be pulled into the platform, which is what it is. So if the 87,000 agents or anybody else comes knocking on our door, we've at least reconciled it. We have a score, and basically just give them the data and go on running our operations of the business.
Now, you see on TV and hear on radio a ton of commercials from businesses that want to help people who have already been audited. They already owe the government money. Am I right? That's not what RevRex does?
You're absolutely right. When you open your doors for business, you're open until you close your doors. And that's the same mindset, especially with the Internal Revenue Service. So if you think of RevRex as a platform, it's an ongoing, as long as you're a business, it's resolution for good. So think of it as a small business tax resolution. We're not a one and done. It's a platform for advisors and small business owners to collaborate and get their revenue correct. Because as you know, revenue drives taxing authorities want it, valuations, and operation analytics. So it's an ongoing platform until you exit the business, of which it will help you exit the business.
I haven't seen any other business quite like RevRex. Is there anything else like it?
I would have used it. So I pulled it into my practice. I'm using it currently. And as I started exploring over the last couple of years and telling other CPAs and advisors and valuation companies, it's like, you know, you're accumulating the same data that we could use. We pull it in a different way, but you just are putting it in an easy to visualize for the SMB to basically in a scoreboard. Because if you're keeping score in your business, you ought as well keep your score. If a taxing agent or even a valuation for your company, you may as well keep a score while you're going through your life, you know, through your operating cycle with your business.
Who is it specifically that needs RevRex? What type of small business? A mom and pop? Bigger than a mom and pop? Who is it that needs RevRex?
I will go in priority. The IRS has what's called audit technique guides. One of their go-to is cash-intensive businesses. Restaurant and retail are some of the top at the hit list, if you will. So it's anybody that is paying not just sales tax, but dealing in cash. Because any taxing agency is saying, if you're a small business, you're underreporting. And for majority of us, we're like, we just want to go on and sell our widget. So you just go, okay, here's my data. And even though I deal in cash, we kind of say, leave me alone. And here you go if they come knocking on the door.
Mike Rasmussen joining us. He is a CPA, the founder of RevRex. You mentioned CPAs. And explain why CPAs need the RevRex service.
So a CPA, when a small business gets knocked, usually we're like the quarterback, and I can say that I'm one as well. And not every CPA it really specializes in dealing with and actually has the law and the manuals specifically with the states or the IRS. And so makes a good faith attempt to put together and accumulate the data the way and respond to a notice. So a CPA can basically use this platform in a couple ways. They can actually work with their client, pull data, the same data, and not only use it for their normal accounting or tax services, but then it's going to be assembled in such a way that there's a joint collaboration with the owners to really focus on revenue, and that's the participation. And then the CPA can then not only have that information as a scoreboard and another way to add value to the small business owner.
CPAs might think of this and say, uh-oh, they're trying to replace me with RevRex. You're not looking to do that, are you? You're looking to work with CPAs, not against CPAs.
Totally with. Not at all to replace. You want to keep that long relationship you've had, your trusted advisor relationship. This is simply a platform organized in a way to communicate, quite honestly, how well you do as an advisor or a CPA. And it's a way for the owners, because we, the small business owners, as CPAs, we're always looking for ways to add value and communicate how we do. You know, one of the things we do is we offer a financial statement, a traditional CPA at the end of the month. And I look at the guy, and the small business owner always would tell me, I go right to the net income and I ask him, where am I at? RevRex will give you a score that basically tells you all your revenue is reconciled with third-party databases. And here's how you're doing from that perspective.
RevRex, a small business, locally owned, and I got to tell you, this is exciting. You folks can help people before the IRS ever gets to them. Is that the idea? Is that the notion that, in essence, rather than after the fact trying to piece things together, you go in where you're prepared for an audit or anything else that the IRS or state taxing agencies might bring to the table?
Yeah, so if you get a notice, if a small business owner gets a notice, you're already reacting. So this is being proactive. So it is proactively looking in the past for 3 to 4 years, pulling your data together, which the CPAs and most have, but then it's also on an ongoing basis, it's staying compliant, and it's staying, and it, then you're looking out into the future. So if somebody, the last thing you need is during a busy time of any operation, any small business life, is to get a notice. Then you pick up the phone, just like that happened to me. I have to drop everything. It's an emergency. It's a fire drill. Right now, with my clients that I use personally for RevRec, it's like I would just get on the phone or answer to the response and go, what do you need, especially for revenue?
I know a lot of small business people right now today that need your help. How do they get involved with you? What is the process that a small business person would use to hook up with you to find out more about what this service is and how you can help them?
So you can just go to revrex.com, R-E-V-R-E-X.com. At the top, there's a tab that says book demo, and then schedule a one-on-one. I take calls from noon to 5 every day, and I'm doing 15-minute consultations for free for your listeners, but I do it. And then I can answer personal questions, and I can dive into more detail. So that's the quickest way to really get to the point. They get to know me, and then they understand the platform.
Explain the discounts, because I know you offer discounts to CPAs and advisors and small businesses with multiple locations. You've got a discount system there. Can you explain what it is and how it works?
There is the best is to go to the site and do a demo one-on-one with me, especially if you're a CPA listening or an advisor. You don't have, or an accountant that has small business as your clients. But basically is if you have several clients that you want to put on our platform, the RevRex platform, and be able to offer a scoreboard to them and use it as a revenue-generating tool, we have a discount that you can, on a subscription basis, to be able to do that. And then how you charge your client or eventually is really up to the firm or the advisor.
Exclusively for my fans, you're going to get a discount on a RevRex subscription, and that's going to save you a ton of dough right there. Can you talk a little bit about what you want my fans to do right now, the people that are listening to this program, in particular the small business people? What is it you want them to do?
So it's what you don't know. So you don't know if there's what your third-party databases are out there. So go to RevRex.com. Book a demo and actually schedule a one-on-one with me. Tell me your exact situation, and then what I can do is point you around the site and actually explain in detail what the next step, whether you've been audited, whether you have a notice, and where you are where you are in the system at this point. But going to the site is the easiest thing to do.
One of the things I love, and we talk about it on our show all the time, listener benefit. You talk about a listener benefit. If you own a small business, you're going to sleep a lot better with RevRex on your side. Again, how do people find you?
Go to RevRex, R-E-V-R-E-X.com. book a demo and schedule a one-on-one with me.
Mike, it's always good to visit with you. Glad we got you on the air and talking about this, because this is going to save people a lot of anguish. We know these 87,000 IRS agents are on the way. We know they're not all there just to answer the phone. They're there to audit, and it's just a matter of time. And we always say about if, not when, because it is going to happen. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Mike Rasmussen, the CPA and founder of RevRex, RevRex.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to be tracking that meeting between the president and the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. They're supposed to meet at 2:30 our time. So we'll be keeping track of that in Washington, D.C. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Did you know that you could score free products and exclusive offers every Tuesday at Terrible's? That's because I haven't told you yet. Whether you're on the go or sitting at home, it's easy. Just download the Terrible Social House app, get notified every Tuesday, and redeem that week's awesome deal in-store. On Tuesdays, think Terrible's. It's Terrible Tuesday. Yeah! It's Terrible Tuesday. Download the Terrible Social House app or visit Terribles.com for details.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you